people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or soon will be should listen up. The CDC has released highly anticipated guidelines for Americans who are 2 weeks past their second dose of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. And the headline is that those people can now safely visit with other fully vaccinated people without wearing masks. Let's bring in NPR Science Desk correspondent Allison Aubrey. Hi, Allison.
Hey, good to be here.
Good to have you. And this is news that millions of people have been waiting for because they want to know, does this mean that grandma and grandpa can safely come over and visit the kids if they've gotten those shots? What's the CDC saying?
Yeah, well, if grandma and grandpa are local to where the grandkids are, there's a green light here. I mean, basically the agency is saying fully vaccinated people can gather indoors with other fully vaccinated people without wearing masks or social distancing. They can also gather unmasked with people from another household who are at low risk of serious illness and are not vaccinated. So those would be the grandchildren. But the agency says vaccinated people should continue to mask when they're in public, avoid crowds, and take other precautions when they're with unvaccinated people who might be at high risk of serious illness from COVID-19.
I mentioned Pfizer and Moderna. I also want to say that this will apply to people once they are 2 weeks past the single dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What does all this say about how scientists are feeling about whether or not fully vaccinated people are spreading the virus? Anything else there?
Basically, CDC officials are saying that there is accumulating evidence that people who are fully vaccinated are much less likely to become infected, and are potentially less likely to spread the virus to others. You know, as the data comes in from Israel and other places, in Israel where more than half the population has received a vaccine shot, the risk of this seems to be quite low, but there's still some question about this. It's not completely nailed down. So as the science evolves, there will be likely more updated guidance soon.
You've hinted at a few of the caveats here. This doesn't mean that vaccinated people can just go around everywhere they want to unprotected, right?
That's right. I mean, the vast majority of the population is not vaccinated yet, so lots of people are still vulnerable to the virus. And there's a lot of recent data to show that, places like gyms and restaurants are places where the risk of spread can be higher. You know, at restaurants, think about it, people are unmasked as they eat. In gyms, when people work out, they're breathing heavier, forcing those respiratory particles out further. And if they happen to be infected and asymptomatic, the risk of transmission would be higher. That's why the protections are still in place.
Yeah, and yet it is a sign of hope, isn't it? I mean, I just go back to that example from the beginning, grandma and grandpa, family. People are longing for their families to be back together.
Absolutely.
This is like it's getting
we all
close,
are. I know
right?
I am. That's right.
What does that say about where we are in this fight against the virus?
You know, I think where we are at this moment is that, look, there are still about 60,000 cases a day. The virus is still circulating. We still have a lot of deaths daily. And so this guidance is a reflection that we've made progress, that vaccination helps a whole lot. But the pandemic isn't over, and lots more people need to be vaccinated.
All right. NPR Science Desk correspondent Allison Aubrey, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.